Listening 133.
Listen and read. Check your ideas.
Tom gets into trouble again.
Tom! Tom! Where are you?
Aunt Polly's voice was loud, and she sounded angry. Tom was hiding from her. He was in the kitchen, eating spoon after spoon of Aunt Polly's strawberry jam. Yummy! This was the best jam ever.
Tom!
Aunt Polly was often angry with him, but she loved him very much, and she never stayed angry for long. Tom heard footsteps. He looked up and smiled at his aunt.
Hello, Aunt Polly. What's the matter?
Asked Tom. Aunt Polly looked at Tom's face and then at the open pot of jam on the kitchen table and the dirty spoon. Oh dear, he was in trouble again.
Tom, I told you not to eat the jam, said Aunt Polly.
It wasn't me, said Tom.
Maybe it was a mouse.
Aunt Polly looked angry.
Tom, you've got jam all over your face, and the pot is nearly empty. Can mice use spoons? Telling lies is worse than eating jam, Tom. I'm sorry, but this time I'm going to punish you. You need to learn what's right and what's wrong. Lying is wrong.
Tom wasn't worried. Aunt Polly wasn't very good at punishing. Sometimes she sent him to his room. He liked his room. He liked to lie on his bed and imagine adventures. But this time, Aunt Polly had another idea. She took Tom outside and pointed to the garden fence. It went all around the outside of the house and garden, at the back, at the front, and on the sides. It was an old fence made of wood. It was big, very big.
Tomorrow you can paint this fence, said Aunt Polly.
Tom's mouth opened wide.
But tomorrow is Saturday, but
no buts, said Aunt Polly. Tomorrow you must paint every centimeter of this fence. You can't go out with your friends until you finish the job.
Saturday was Tom's favorite day because there was no school. Saturdays were for playing ball, swimming in the river, and having fun with his friends. Saturdays were special. This Saturday, Tom got up early. He was outside in the garden before 7 o'clock. He had a plan. First, he got some paint and brushes and put them on the grass carefully. Then he looked for a part of the fence next to the road. He waited until he heard his friends. Then he picked up a brush and started painting and singing.
La 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 la, it's a lovely day today, sang Tom.
He looked up and saw his friends watching him over the fence.
Why are you painting the fence? Asked Joe. Are you being punished again?
Poor Tom, he can't come and play in the river today, said Huck.
Tom smiled and explained,
No, I'm not being punished. Can't you see? This isn't just painting a fence. I am an artist. I am creating art. This fence is my new art project. It's very exciting.
Tom's friends looked at each other.
Art?
Now that was something different. Some other friends arrived. They watched Tom painting the fence. He was singing, and he looked very happy.
"Can I help you?" asked Joe.
"Oh, no," answered Tom. "You have to be an artist to paint this fence. You aren't an artist."
"Please?" asked Joe.
He really wanted to help with Tom's art project. This kind of painting wasn't work. It was fun. Great fun. Tom stopped painting and looked at his friends. He counted 1, 2, 3, 7 and a half. Molly was only small. He smiled. "All right, you can paint too, but you have to pay me," he said. Joe looked worried.
"We haven't got any money," he said.
"That's okay," said Tom. "You've got other things." And that was how Tom painted the fence in 1 hour, with a little help, and how he got 4 marbles, a ping pong ball, an orange, a ball of string, and a few other useful objects. And what about Aunt Polly? Well, that's a story for another day. Adapted from The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.